everybody. Welcome to the Transportation and Logistics Podcast powered by Atlanta Dispatch and Humblebee Enterprises. I'm very excited to be here with a special guest. We have Dr. Ariana Guglielmetti, who is a chiropractor practicing in the metro Atlanta area. And before we begin, I just want to say that the Dispatcher's Guide to the Galaxy is available now as an ebook and a physical book. And you can acquire your copy online from barnesandnobles.com, Amazon, and if you're into the ebook space, you can get that bad boy from Apple Books. But look, without further ado, Dr. G, welcome back. So grateful to have you here. And so much has happened since the last time you joined us here for the Transportation and Logistics Podcast. And for starters, I visited your office, and not only did I get a chance to get my very first chiropractic adjustment, you also adjusted my baby boy, who was at the time 12 months old. And, you know, I just truly appreciate that. How's everything been your way?
It has been awesome. Practice is booming, and I am just loving helping everybody through chiropractic care and helping people express their nervous system the best way possible and live their life completely healthy and well adjusted. Thank you for asking, and thank you for having me on.
Definitely. You are family to the stage. Now, question for those who might not have been able to encounter you in the past, who are you? Let them know where they can find you and all of that great stuff.
Sure. I am Dr. Ariana Guglielmetti, as you mentioned. I work at Back to Back Chiropractic in Dunwoody, Georgia. I've been there for over a year now, and I am an associate, so I work under another doctor, but I absolutely love putting my touch on everybody's appointment. So you can reach our office at 770-391-2771, and keep that number handy, because after this podcast, you're definitely going to want it. You can also catch me on Instagram. That's the easiest way to get in contact for me. My Instagram is arianaguglielmetti.dc. So I'm going to spell that real quick because it doesn't sound the way it's spelled. So that's arianaguglielmetti.dc. And you can also reach me on LinkedIn with my name.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for that intro and letting folks know how they can reach you. You said something amazing just now that I really wanted to come back to, is helping people express their nervous system in a healthy way. Talk about that a little bit more. What does that mean to you, and what should it mean to folks who have never been in the care of a chiropractor?
Absolutely. So our nervous system is our brain, our spinal cord, and all the nerves that exit. We kind of talked about how that works last time. And our nervous system tells our body what to do. So if there's any interference, then the body isn't going to be talking and receiving information the way that it's supposed to. So it's like if you're driving down the road and there's construction or the path isn't clear and you have to take another route, your nervous system is similar, where if there's interference, maybe from rotation in the vertebrae or a tight muscle, then your body has to compensate so that way it can express and talk to itself the way that it's supposed to. But in expressing your nervous system in a clear way, that's making sure we have no interference, the brain and the body can talk the way that it's supposed to, and it helps you live a healthier and happier, longer life.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay. Well, look, let's talk about just the onboard. What happens typically when you first see someone who is seeking chiropractic care? What's the normal steps? And talk about even what happened with my session that maybe was different between how somebody else would normally come in.
Yeah. So first, thank you for giving me consent to talk about your medical history in your session. I really appreciate that. So a lot of people have questions on what your first appointment would look like. So I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to break down any reservations that people might have about coming into the chiropractor for the first time. So day one, we like to do an office tour. I gave you one. We show you all the fun toys that we have. Megan, our infrared massage table that will massage out any muscle kinks that you might have. Our shockwave therapy and our decompression. So just little tools that we use on your healthcare journey. After we go through the office, I bring patients into the adjusting room, and that's where we start to talk about medical history and your current symptoms and why you're there. What is your goal for being at the chiropractor? So some people, their goal is they kind of like you, just coming in to check it out, get a little bit healthier, have your nervous system express itself the way it's supposed to. And other people are coming in because of a major car accident or because they're literally bent over and can't get up from an injury.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different reasons why we see people, and we need to figure out what's going on, what your goal is. So we're going to take time to deep dive into that. After we talk about all that, we go into the fun stuff. So range of motion is something I do on every single patient. It's literally what you do in your everyday life and motions that you should be able to do in your everyday life. So for example, if we're looking at your neck, it's being able to look down at the ground, look up at the ceiling, look over your shoulder, maybe check your blind spot while you're driving, and put your ear to each shoulder. And you should be able to do these within a certain range and without pain. So if you can't maybe get through the whole range of motion or you're feeling pain at a certain point, it gives us a path to follow, to go down, to start to create a diagnosis and figure out what's going on with you. Now, orthopedic exams and range of motion kind of go hand in hand. They give us an idea of what is going on as well. So for an orthopedic test, for example, if you have neck pain, let's say, you would sit up nice and tall, and we would put a little bit of pressure down on your head. And if that little bit of pressure caused pain, then it would tell me that there are pressure on the nerve or nerves in the area, indicating some interference in the nervous system. Another test we might do is what we call straight leg raise. So if you have back pain, I would lay you down on your back and I would lift just one leg at a time. And if you have pain there, that might tell me that you have a disc bulge. So I would do a couple other similar tests to figure out exactly where that might be and if it is a disc bulge, or maybe if you just have some tight hamstrings.
Yeah.
So after we do all of those and we have a little bit further an idea of what's going on, we get to my second favorite part of the appointment, and that is x-rays. So for x-rays, we have in-house x-ray in our office, which is a huge tool. A lot of people come in, even if they're just like, I was just in a sports injury, let me get a quick x-ray of my elbow. We do things like that. But for a first appointment, it's based on what we found on those range of motion and those orthopedics. So the x-rays help us solidify what is going on.
When I was following up to see, okay, maybe I can continue to see what a full adjustment looks like. And I had a date set and I was looking forward to that date. And the day before, I said, hey, I don't know if I should come in because I am under the weather. I'm sick. And I don't think that I should enter the office in this condition. What was your response and why?
I believe I said something along the lines of, this is the exact time you need to get adjusted. Because if you have interference in your nervous system anywhere, so maybe your muscles are tight because you have a fever and you've kind of really been clenching, coming in for an adjustment allows us to clear the nervous system. So allows your brain and your body to talk the way it's supposed to, which means that your immune system can do its job without having any interference or anything kind of pulling in a different direction, telling the brain it needs to do something else. So when you're sick is absolutely the best time to get adjusted because it lets your nervous system and your immune system work in perfect harmony for you to knock out whatever is going on much faster.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for sharing that because again, that was a surprise to me and you capped it off with this one statement that if your healthcare professional is not healthy enough for you to visit them when you're under the weather. Something's wrong is happening. You said something to that effect. Do you remember?
I totally believe I probably did say that, but it's true. If as healthcare professionals, we don't want to see you when you're sick, then how are we doing our job and how are we helping you? I absolutely want you to come in when you're feeling under the weather. Because if I can do anything or even give you a little tidbit, like drink more water, that's going to help you get over this faster, then that is 100% doing my job. If a healthcare professional tells you to stay home because they're too sick, then they need to work on themselves. Maybe they need to get an adjustment.
Yeah, and I feel it. And even part of the, you know, me being under the weather and getting my immune system to line up with my nerves and everything working in unison to get better in a faster, more streamlined approach. You also did that nasal thing. What was the nasal thing? Tell people about the nasal thing because it's interesting.
Yeah. So chiropractors can actually adjust your sinuses. Now, in the state of Georgia, we can only adjust your sinuses from the outside. So what I do is I put my finger on your sinuses, and your sinuses are located below your eyes and above your eyes. I'll put my finger on them, and then I put a light percussion through with a tool that we call an activator. And that percussion allows like the vibration to go through the area to help clear out any of that gunk that's kind of just been sitting in there and that your body needs help getting rid of.
Well, that makes sense. You said something to even kick off this description that was, you know, interesting. You said in Georgia, only from the exterior. What, how else would you go about doing the sinus release?
So it's a lot of different things. For kiddos, we want to focus on your first two bones right off of your head. So your C1 and your C2. If those are rotated, it can affect ear infections and sinus problems in kids. And in adults, you have a bunch of bones in your face and then one that's kind of behind your face, if you will, that is between your temple bones. It's kind of in that area and it's called the sphenoid. And adjusting that area from the inside, as well as the hard palate, which is the roof of your mouth, can allow those sinuses to shift to where they're supposed to be to also help clear that interference and knock out any gunk that is in there.
Man, that is wild to think about, but right. I'm happy that you're able to give me the visual. I'm happy I live in Georgia because I would have said, I don't know about this one, Dr. G. I don't know about this one, but
listen, me too.
Yeah, no, that's awesome though. I'm happy to know that there are all these ways to get care, especially all the different ways that chiropractors or, you know, chiropractic professionals can administer care in ways outside of just exclusively back. So along those lines, what are some of the other ways in which you're able to service your patients that don't deal exclusively with backs?
Sure. So, I mean, the list is so expansive. I will just give a couple quick examples. We do a lot of joint work and extremity work. So extremity is your anything that is coming off of your body, essentially. So your shoulders, your elbows, your hands, your feet, knees, hips, all of that stuff. So we have orthopedic tests and range of motion for those areas. And we can also take x-rays of those areas to tell us what is going on. We can do muscle tests to tell us if the problem's coming from the joint or maybe closer to the neck or the low back of the spine. And in those areas, it's the same kind of thing. We can give an adjustment to clear that interference. And we can also run different therapies like shockwave therapy, which I do it a lot for shoulders. It goes in and it breaks up any kind of scar tissue and it tells your body that it needs to take that scar tissue out and come in and lay down brand new fresh cells in the muscle and in the joint so that way it can do its job the way that it's supposed to. Another example is knee replacements. We can help move those joints around your, or the bones around the joint of the knee, which again can help your knee express what it's supposed to better. And then we do a lot of things with like GI problems, hormonal problems. So this is going to sound silly, but when I take an x-ray, I can actually tell if you have a problem using the bathroom. I can tell if you're kind of full of crap for a little So we can talk about that, and we can talk about, is it a factor of you have interference and your nervous system's not talking to your gut the right way? Or is it maybe something you're eating? Or do you just need a little extra fiber and water to carry stuff out? Or is it something like you have an autoimmune disease? So with x-rays, we can actually help diagnose things like rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease. We can tell if you have something like osteoporosis, or if you have something like degenerative joint disease or degenerative disc disease. So everything that we do helps us paint a picture of what's going on in all parts of your body. We can even help diagnose things like multiple sclerosis, which is incredibly difficult to nail down, and it takes a lot of other healthcare providers years to figure it out. What's cool about chiropractic is we're actually primary care physicians. So we're a portal of entry. We can order bigger scans for you like MRIs or CTs. We can actually order blood tests. So we have a lot of patients who we order blood tests for, or we send them off and kind of suggest what they should get, and they can bring it into us, or even if they've had it before, they can bring it into us and we can interpret it for them and together create a plan that's going to work for them that includes baby steps to get them to where they need to be.
Yes, ma'am. Well, look, thank you for sharing those. And it made me think about some of the listeners. A lot of them are truckers. And any tips on how you flush your system so that you feel like you're solid, you know, and before you even answer, right? you know, when I feel like I just ate something that I shouldn't, I'll go ahead and take activated charcoal. For me, that's kind of like, I don't know if it's real, but in my mind, that's the thing that can clear up anything. You know, you had the donuts and you know you shouldn't have. So take the activated charcoal to pull whatever out your body that you didn't need to be in there in the first place. I don't want you to tell me whether that's real or right or not, because if it's the placebo, it's working. So I'm happy with keeping that. But is there anything that you do that is, you know, to help you flush your system? Is it extra water? Is it this or is it that? I know you mentioned fiber as well, but you know, anything to be specific.
So I've seen success with patients who use digestive enzymes, but instead of using something like activated charcoal or digestive enzymes, it's obviously great to just do like a whole foods plant-based diet where you're eating a whole lot of vegetables. And by eating those vegetables or incorporating them into your eating habits a little bit more, it's going to help naturally like carry and flush things out. Water is fantastic as well. And with your drinking your water, we want to add electrolytes in. So I personally like the brand LMNT. It's an electrolyte powder that I just toss into my water every day, and it helps everything get carried to where it's supposed to be more efficiently. And another one I would like to recommend is coconut water. It has a lot of the essential minerals that we need, and it's super hydrating. You can add it to your shake or your smoothie, or just drink it as is, and it's helpful in rehydrating you and getting things moving. At the end of the day, water is absolutely the most important thing you can do, because if we don't have enough water, then how are things actually moving through us? There's kind of no like liquid to carry things along. It's just getting stuck.
Right. No, I've experienced this. We've all experienced this in certain ways, whether we were aware or not. But you're right. That water factor is everything. And I think since our conversation, it inspired me to go back to having a gallon of water a day. So since maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago or something of that nature, it's been 90% of the days I've had a gallon or more of water. So I can definitely feel the difference between before and after. And I remember it used to be something that I did just to build a healthier habit, but our conversation made me realize that even though I was doing about half of my body weight in fluids every single day, that still wasn't enough. So, you know, I'm grateful that we had a chance to speak about that. But what are some ways that people can get hydrated who don't normally have access to, I don't know, not just to the bathroom, but because when I'm drinking a gallon of water, no, it's a consistent thing, you know. So I'm trying to frame this question in a way that how can our drivers, you know, get hydrated if they don't have access to a restroom just, you know, so readily available. That's what I'm really trying to do.
Sure. Definitely putting in electrolytes. Like I said, the LMNT is a great electrolyte brand, but also eating things that are rich in water. So things like watermelon are great for you. Adding strawberries or blueberries, blackberries to your water, those are antioxidants. So they're going to help kind of knock out the bad in your system, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Other things include, the coconut water, but even just, it doesn't have to be drinking more water. It can be drinking less sugary drinks. So less soda. I know the apple juices and orange juices say that they're 100% juice, but if you look at the label, they are filled with sugar. So The more sugar we put into our system, that's going to spike our insulin, and then we're going to crash. And that's when those drivers get that tired feeling and they don't know why, because, you know, it's either the middle of the day or they think, well, I just hydrated myself, I should have energy. It's the crash of having too much sugar. So really just having more pure forms of liquids and less sugary drinks. I think that if they cut out some of those sugary drinks like the Monsters or Red Bull, even just the juices and the soda, they're going to find that they have more energy and be really surprised at it. Because listen, I'm a coffee drinker. Caffeine, I'm not telling anyone not to drink the caffeine. But if you drink more water instead, you're going to see a shift not only in your energy levels, but also you're going to have like less brain fog. You're going to have less stress because your body's going to have the liquid to do everything it needs to do. The bowel and the gut's going to work the way that it's supposed to. And even something like the having viruses, like doing the adjustment for the sinuses, if you have more water to carry out that mucus you have, it's going to make a difference. So perhaps initially you won't be just using the bathroom a lot, but it'll be your body actually using the water to do what it's supposed to do, like create new cells or feed your brain.
No, all good stuff. Thank you for that. And you said stress, and I want to come back to that. But before I do, I just want to ask you, as a doctor, having all of the training and understanding about how things we put in our bodies affect us, is there anything that you just are absolutely against eating? You know, maybe even something that would be convenient for a trucker, you know, or somebody that's having to grab stuff from a truck stop or a gas station, a fueling station, those type of places that you're just like, I cannot do that because it is too detrimental for what I'm trying to do with my body.
So I'm going to give you my not doctor opinion and then my doctor opinion.
Okay.
My not doctor opinion is ranch dressing.
Really?
Americans love it, but it is so high in fat and all the bad oils that we shouldn't be putting into our body. I absolutely will not. I don't even allow it in my house.
Whoa. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't eat dressing too much now, but ranch dressing was definitely my favorite. It was
really?
It was awesome on pizza, on chicken.
Nope. But as a healthcare professional, the things that have heavy red dyes in it, so your Takis, your Flamin' Hot Cheetos, even your Doritos, all of those red dyes are really hard for our bodies to digest. and they disrupt the way our body is supposed to be functioning. Other things you might get at the truck stops, I know a lot of the truck stops these days have the built-in restaurants where you have the fried chicken or the French fries. I know they taste great, but anything fried is really not good for you, again, because of all those oils that you're putting into your body that aren't supposed to be there. Trying to think of what else I usually get when I'm out. Any candy, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. So anything with a red dye in it, like Skittles or I hate to say it because it's my favorite, but M&M's. Terrible.
Yeah. Really? Oh, because of all the dyes.
Because of all of the dyes. Now, if you feel like you have to have that piece of chocolate, doing a more pure cocoa with dark chocolate is the best way to go. I know Hershey's tastes great, but unfortunately, there's just too many additives in it at this point. And Hershey people, please don't come after me. I love your product. You know, at the end of the day, the goal is to pick up something that's a little healthier. So I know the truck stops these days have the little fruit cups or even the trail mixes.
Mm-hmm.
While trail mix can be good, it's really high in salt. So then you're going to want to drink water to kind of combat that. But essentially, essentially anything that is heavy in red dye is on the no-no list.
No, I feel it. I feel it. And, you know, it's just so interesting when you think about these other countries out here and these global brands and how we'll have the same global brand make a product for America, but the ingredients are completely different for another country due to the health ramifications and all of those things. So that's definitely something to be mindful of. And obviously, I'm an American, born here, raised here, love it. But like you said, there are so many additives that are specifically in our country that a lot of other places just do not allow. So that would be the one thing I say right here is be warned, read those ingredients, read them. And if they don't make sense to you, you know, you probably shouldn't have them. The question for you, I know that this is random, but metabolism killers, are there any things that you know to disrupt metabolism, slow it down? Because again, most truckers are a little overweight. You know, if that's not within the wheelhouse, that's completely fine. But I did want to ask, and that was kind of for me too.
Yeah, so everybody's body is different. So what might work for one person's metabolism isn't going to be the same thing for another. So for example, there are people who several meals a day helps their metabolism. And then there's other people who fasting helps their metabolism. In general, I would say metabolism killers are anything with those big oils in it. The canola oil, palm oil, absolutely terrible for you. So if you can eat things with less oils, less processed, I know it's hard, but that is a small step in the direction of improving your metabolism. And again, the water is going to help your metabolism because if you don't have it in your system, we can't move out what we need to move out. So everyone is different. You can consult a nutritionist or a dietitian. We have understanding of both of those. We have those on our board exam, but it definitely takes a little bit more in-depth information and a couple guess and checks before we can find out what works for each individual.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. It really does. But coming back to that pin that I put in stress,
yes.
why do some bodies hold stress and tension more than others?
Yeah. So it's really about, again, how your nervous system can deal with it. If your nervous system is clear of that interference, you're going to be able to handle stress better. But also having the tools like deep breathing is great. A lot of people take really small breaths or they hold their breath, and that's from the stress that we're feeling. So then our body isn't getting the oxygen it needs to do the functions that it needs. So processing stress through breathing, or that's something that would be great for drivers, is just deep breathing or finding a breathing app on your phone that would help you. Another one is meditating. I know a lot of people think meditating means your eyes are closed and you're like in a Zen space, but it could be doing things like just naming out what you see in the area, what you hear, what you taste, and kind of recentering yourself and grounding yourself. So going through your five senses and telling yourself what is going on in that space. So people who have the tools to overcome stressful situations and to move through them easier typically hold adjustments for longer, or their adjustments are a lot easier to deliver because they are in a Zen spot and because their nervous system knows that they need it, instead of kind of repeating negative patterns or patterns that create the interference in the nervous system.
Oh man, you're good, because that was going to be my next question about how do adjustments potentially slip back, you know, any ways to reduce the chances of an adjustment slipping back to what it was before receiving the adjustment.
For sure. So definitely being Zen, doing the meditation and not letting the stress get to you. So the interference in the nervous system, we talked about this on our last podcast, interference in the nervous system comes in three ways: toxins, traumas, and thoughts. So if we can keep our stress at a low level, that's going to help us hold our adjustments or not come out of alignment as easy. The other one is kind of traumas. So when I go through your day two, I talk to you about stretches and exercises you need to be doing. And some of them are as simple as standing up and putting your arms over your head and taking a big breath in. Others are more complex, but that usually comes down the road. So if you are doing these stretches and exercises paired with your adjustment, it's going to allow your body to hold the adjustment better, because it helps wake up those deep muscles that have been asleep. And it says, okay, guys, these muscles are okay for us to use. We don't need to protect our spinal cord anymore, because everything is going back to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell all my patients, come in and I say, did you do your stretches? And they go, no, you can tell, right? And I'm like, yes, I can tell. Mm-hmm. Your body will tell me if you've done the work on your end. At the end of the day, chiropractic care is teamwork. I can adjust you all day, but if you're not doing things to remove those toxins, traumas, and thoughts, then it's not as effective and it won't last as long.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. You, as the care provider, you can definitely lead them in people into the right direction, but it's self-care for a reason. You got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
You got to do it yourself. And look, you mentioned this to me directly when I was in the office, that adjustments, you can pretty much receive an adjustment weekly or however frequently you need, but you're like, there are other services and other things that would not be able to happen on such a regular basis due to what it does to the body. Like, what are some of those things? I was interested to know, you know, what could be happening.
Right. So obviously everybody should get adjusted on a schedule that works for them. So that might look like getting adjusted a lot up front if you have something insidious or acute going on. So if you are walking into the office bent over, then you're probably going to need to be adjusted a little bit more. But someone like you who just comes in for maintenance care and does the work on the outside, we don't need to see you a lot. But things that you can't do 2 days in a row back to back would be something like shockwave therapy, dry needling, acupuncture.
Mm. Yep.
All of those are going in and clearing up those little adhesions or the little bundles of stress in between muscle fibers. And if you do those back to back, then your body starts to think that there's actually a trauma or a stressor happening in the area. And then that's when it sends in the cells to start laying down more scar tissue to protect the area. So that, it's a 5 days to a week between each session, and you shouldn't do all three of those at the same time. Same thing with a massage. Depending what kind of massage you're getting, your body needs time to, one, replenish all the liquid that we just moved around, and two, to get back to a stable place and realize that the what we just did is actually helping and not hurting. Those are just a couple of the things that you wouldn't typically do back to back. But also, it's good for your chiropractor and yourself to check in together and say, okay, did having an adjustment 2 days in a row help? Or was it actually too much for my nervous system to handle? Or if you're like, yes, let's keep at it until we can knock out these crazy symptoms. It's all about being honest and open and really acknowledging the process.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Okay. And, you know, speaking of those, the you said dry needling. Oh, my God, that just sounds so crazy. But thinking about something like that, and you're saying that we're going in and we're creating some type of, you say, some traumas. Is that what you said? So that new cells can develop, not necessarily new scar tissues, but new cells to help regenerate, was it the full range of motion of that original muscle? Is that what we're talking about here?
So kind of. It's the trauma happens directly to the adhesions in the area. So our adhesions are like pre-scar tissue. They start to happen to stabilize the area. And then if that bad motion keeps happening over and over again, that's when we start to lay down the scar tissue. So we want to knock out adhesions before they turn into scar tissue. And that's where we create the little bit of the micro trauma. We're just going in there and cleaning it, basically. So that way your body can bring in new healthy cells to, yes, either achieve that full range of motion, or for some people, it's as simple as decreasing the pain in the area because those adhesions were starting to pull on the muscles or on the structures in an abnormal way.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. And after having one of those sessions, would you also advise people to, you know, take it easy, like don't go to the gym and work a muscle right in that area? Is that part of, you know, what you would say? Or is it cool to then try to rebuild those muscles immediately?
Sure. So the first thing I'm going to say is drink a ton of water. But typically, if we're doing some sort of dry needling, shockwave therapy, acupuncture, massage, it's because there's an issue in the area. So I would say on at least the day that you received that particular therapy that you should not be going to the gym and working that specific area. Or, for example, if we're doing it on your neck, kind of like where your neck turns into your shoulder and that area in there, I'm going to tell you, maybe rest for 10 minutes. If you can manage to not go back to the office, then let's not go back to the office. Let's take it easy today. So we can give our body the time it needs to heal and to perform the processes it needs to process before we put it back in that same pattern that created this issue in the first place.
Mm-hmm. No, sounds about right to me. And look, I appreciate you. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention in this session? Any announcements, any updates, any other services, anything?
Yeah, I actually do want to offer a deal to the listeners because we're talking about this, we're going into depth, we're covering a lot of information, and I kind of took them through the day one. So anybody who schedules their first appointment and mentions this podcast will get their day one for $60. And that usually costs people over $300. So I know a lot of times it's the biggest hurdle to care is coming in for that first visit where it's so costly. So I want to remove that hurdle and I want to give listeners the opportunity to get back to living a healthy, well-adjusted life and come in and see me and get to know what chiropractic is all about so they can express their nervous system the way they're supposed to.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Well, you just gave an 80% discount.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. Well, that number I gave in the beginning, that's 770-391-2771. They can call in, mention the podcast, and they'll get that $60 deal. And I am so happy and so excited to help people feel better.
Yes, ma'am. Well, look, as always, I truly appreciate you for joining. Any closing remarks? I know that was a big statement right there. Any closing remarks?
I think just thank you so much for having me on. And I hope that something I said today can help anybody. If people have questions, follow-up questions, if they want to talk about a specific topic, let us know and we'll definitely cover it next time.
Yes, ma'am. Well, again, thank you for joining me here. And as we close, I did want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, Tie Software, who is helping brokerages of all sizes streamline their processes and scale their businesses. So whether you're a broker specializing in full truckload or LTL, they have a solution for you. And tell them that Jory sent you. Well, thank you, and you have a blessed one, man.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, bye.